When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one that is opened for us. Alexander Graham Bell. Welcome to the Strive, Seek, Find podcast. I'm your host, Chance. Hey, wait. Just wait. This one feels a little bit different to me. This is episode 100, and I want to look back and perhaps look forward. So let's get back to it. I'm your host, Chance Whitmore. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get started. I've learned a lot from podcasting, and I'll touch on that a couple of times today. The first thing I learned, beyond realizing I know nothing and should listen to the people who are trying to help me, was how hard this could be. The first episode I recorded after the introduction is still sitting on a hard drive, unusable. Well, that's not 100% accurate. It would be a wonderful way to cure insomnia. It was 10 of my favorite books and how they impacted me. And I thought, man, this should be interesting. I wrote it up, thought, man, this is going to be great. I can't wait to share this. I recorded it thinking it was going to be great and I can't wait to share it. Then I listened to it. Then I had my wife listen to it. And we sat there and stared at each other for a while and realized it wasn't going to be used anywhere. So it sits there as a reminder that sometimes ideas just don't work. I've stolen bits and pieces from it, but as a whole, that episode will never see the light of day. And I'll be honest, it was the first of many. I have about 10 on my hard drive that I love the ideas still, but I haven't got the right angle and the right approach. So I learned right away that if you don't feel good coming out the gate, put it aside and go back to it later. Now, you may never go back to it, but it's better than putting it out there when it is not going to be good at all. Now, once we got rolling, most of my episodes have been relating to historical events to now, travel, life with my kids, goals, and leadership. But a few stand out for better or for worse. And somewhere along the way, it's become a bit of a family affair, with most of my family lending their voices along the way, and the youngest begging weekly for her turn. A few of the episodes that stand out for better and for worse include, now what I should do, quite honestly, is build the crap sandwich. Good, bad, good, right? Start with something good, work to the bad, and go back to the good. But today I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid right out of the box. And my worst episode, or at least the episode I most regret, is my 11th episode, called Working Towards Gratitude. What it was me grumping into a microphone while drinking gin and tonics. Now, the idea in itself wasn't bad. The idea of taking your emotional state from upset to feeling gratitude, not a bad idea. In actuality, it worked not at all. But I'm going to give you this. The gin and tonics were tasty. And let's be honest. There's not many times where a gin and tonic sounds bad. There's times where you get bad gin and tonics, but that's another argument altogether. To me, the funniest episode was episode 39 of season 1, Death of a Pixie. This one I recorded quickly after the actual events happened. Me going grocery shopping with my oldest, trying to convince her that pixie sticks were actually made up of ground up pixies, talking about the codes on the outside of the packages and how it referred to one of two factories high in the mountains so that you couldn't hear the pixies screaming when they're being ground up. I know it's dark, even for dad jokes, but it was fun for me because it showed her critical thinking skills and her sense of humor, which tends towards the dark just like mine. I will add now, a year later, this episode couldn't happen. She's grown up way too much in the last year to even tolerate this, because she really didn't believe it, but she was playing along. Now it would be a lot more a direct jousting rather than me storytelling. I will admit I'll miss that, but it's really cool to see her developed. For me, this next one felt like it could be a game changer, but admittedly, I'm still figuring out how to do it better and more effectively. And that's the beginning of the on-location episodes. And probably the best example of this was the Kiluni Iki Hiking Travel with the Whitmores episode. It was one of the bonus episodes in July. A real-time look at our volcano hike. I learned a lot about how to use the mobile road mic and its app during that hike. And I tell you, it's amazing the sound quality you can get even as you're banging up and down hillsides or sitting in a crowded room filled with people. And I absolutely need to do more of these. Next up, Whiskey with the Whitmores. My jaunt into my liquor cabinet with my wife. Those have been a blast for me. The first of these was a random idea for New Year's Eve of sitting down and talking about our trip to Scotland while drinking single malts. They've grown and morphed since then. We've done Irish whiskey, a Valentine's cocktail episode, gin drinks, and while not an official Whiskey with the Whitmores, we've also done a stop off at a winery. And for me, these are a blast because hanging out with my wife is always awesome. And she tends to laugh her way through these, which make them even more entertaining to listen to, at least for me. My favorite of these, though, was definitely our Irish whiskey episode, because it has given me the gift that keeps on giving. First off, there was the shame of being fooled into believing that the Knot was an Irish whiskey and not a liqueur. And it was an honest mistake on my part because I didn't do my research this time, and it was in the Irish whiskey section. And I'm not the only person it's happened to. Another friend of mine bought the same thing, and I will admit I have mentioned my dislike of the Knot on several episodes of different podcasts because of this. What came out of it that I enjoy is my continued mocking of the Knot, because it still amuses me. And I still hold up that its only good use is an ice cream topping. One thing I haven't done as much of as I should, especially as of late, is advertising. The thing I had the most fun with to advertise was for the Whiskey with the Whitmores first episode. Amy and I did a Facebook Live where we sat in front of our fireplace drinking single malt without speaking for a good 2 to 5 minutes before announcing the episode. We were imitating Nick Offerman's Yule Log and having a great time doing it. And I will admit, it made people curious exactly what we were doing. I need to find that video on Facebook and see if I can do it again sometime, because it was a blast. The 10 questions episodes, or the what I'd like to call the passion episodes. All of them are fun because there's something truly fascinating about hearing people discuss what they love, no matter what it is. Whether it was camping with Zach, building fishing rods with Rudy, coaching with Phil, military service with Ian, or podcasting and craft beer with Dave, there was always something to take away that could be cross-applied to your own passions. It was a great time, and I learned something from each and every one of these episodes. Thank you guys who have spoke to me about it, because I'm a better person because of your willingness to share. And there's more of these to come. The last 5 months, I paused these out of necessity. But I love hearing people talk about what they care about most. And heck, if you have something you're passionate and would love to talk about, please let me know. We'll find a time to get you on. Favorite listener requested episode. There have been a couple of these, and there should be some more. I owe a couple of people episodes yet. But my favorite of these is No Scorched Earth, which was episode 19. It came out of a request from listener and former student of mine by the name of Marcus. Thanks again, Marcus, for the suggestion. Out of his suggestion came one of my most popular episodes of the first season, talking about keeping composure under stress when all you really want to do is to burn the world down around you. Now back to the bad to a certain extent. Objectively, my worst received episode, as in worst downloads to this day, comes from my take on J.R.R.'s Martin ever finishing Game of Thrones, which is something that still bothers me because I know he's not going to do it. And I honestly believe that my reasoning on this is still right, but I welcome feedback. Now on to guest stints and gratitude. One of the more interesting and educational things I've got to do since I started the podcast is guest on other people's podcasts. I was honored by each of these opportunities and what I've gotten to learn from them. I got together with the running educator early on, and I hadn't realized what Google could do to give you the audio files for a podcast. Next up, Mike Dancy tried to have me on his podcast, only to discover that due to my ignorance and technical issues, the sound quality was too poor to use. That taught me a lot right there, but I appreciated the opportunity. The Paul and Griff Show, the movie podcast I've listened to the most, quite honestly, had me on to talk about the original Avengers. This was my first time recording with more than one person, and my first time recording on Anchor. Learned a ton from it. These guys were very forgiving and very welcoming, and greatly appreciated. Being Bookish, it was formerly the Not Before Coffee podcast. I have been fortunate to have two visits on the podcast, the first talking about one of my favorite novels, Good Omens, and to a certain extent, the television series with Ray. And the next time around, more recently, my daughter and I got to go on and talk about Brandon Sanderson's Skyward. I loved both of these visits because of the back and forth you get out of them, and the fact I learned something about these books that I just read each and every time. Thanks again, Ray. The Boise Sports Podcast remains my only in-person guest stint. I'm envious of his set of microphones and mixers. It was an incredible setup, and one that I will continue to envy until I get a more than modest upgrade. The Tavern in Question. We talked a little bit about COVID and education. Ian and Josh do a Twitch stream that's a lot of fun. I've gone and hung out on it on Thursday nights from time to time, between trips to pick up kids at various practices. That was a definite first for me. They use Discord to create the whole thing, and just the setup is impressive. And recently, I was pleased to tune into the Tavern in Question and find them sporting their Strive Seek Find stickers on their microphones. Well done, guys. Appreciate the support. Once Upon a Nightmare. Lorraine hosts a wonderful horror podcast, and I'm not the biggest horror fan. And we had a blast going back and forth discussing Underwater and relating it to various other movies that it was obviously trying to ape. And finally, Beer in Front podcast. Dave was not only a kind host as we talked some Idaho beers from Mad Swede and a Wyoming beer from Snake River Brewing in Jackson. I learned a lot about interviewing from Dave just listening to him on his podcast and how he handled me. And he taught me how to use the Zencastr tool, which I now use for most of my 10 questions episodes. I'm grateful to all of these people for the opportunity and the mentorship that's come out of these opportunities. And with all the podcasts out there, the community is pretty darn important and supportive. Yesterday, as I worked on this episode, I asked a question on Facebook and Twitter, and I only got one answer because there wasn't a lot of time. Question I asked is, what's one thing you wanted me to answer during this episode? And Griff came up with, if I could interview anyone living or dead, who would it be and why, and what would be my first question to them? And I'm going to take this through the 10 questions lens so that I would be allowing them to steer the experience through their own passions, not my interests. The who is an awfully long list. I had a trouble narrowing it. The living and the dead. I could have gone hundreds deep just because of different things that interest me in history, different writers that interest me, different directors and actors, and people just in general. But for this, and I'm going to cheat a little bit, I would like to have interviewed George Lucas 10 question styles back before the original trilogy became the special editions, back before there was the prequels, back before Star Wars became a Disney money-making machine. I want to learn what made him tick when he got started. I have less interest in what he is now. I'm sure he's still a passionate creator, but I want to meet the man who created the movie that defined my childhood more than any other before he became a multi-billionaire. Because if I interview him now, honestly, my first question wouldn't be about passion. It would be why I can't get a hold of the original trilogy in its original version anywhere. Others I considered on this that kind of made the top 10, so to speak: Neil Gaiman, Mark Hamill, Harry S. Truman, Sir Francis Drake, my gunfighter ancestor, and Eric the Red. But there were tons more. As for the part of the question of what would my first question be, it would be simply, what drives you to create film? It's the company I keep and what I've learned. A big part of this podcast is how to learn and move forward wherever you are at in life, to find your own way, so to speak. And I learn something from every episode. Some of these things include, you're really never sure what episode's going to have impact. I've had some that I thought would really connect with people, and they didn't. It was a me thing only. And I've had others that I was unsure that people would get, that I've gotten email and stuff on Facebook telling me that it had meaning. I learned that reconnection can be amazing. I've already mentioned Marcus, but also Josh. I reconnected with a couple of my former students, and right now I'm part of an ongoing book club here locally as a result of those reconnections with Josh. I've already talked a little bit about the community, but meeting new people through it is amazing, and I need to do more of that. And let me add, the only place on Twitter that I found which doesn't seem to be so toxic that it needs acid to get rid of it is podcasting Twitter, which seems to have a pretty supportive community. Obviously, this doesn't include the technical pieces. I've learned about sound. I've learned to edit. I've learned a lot about licensing and music, how I like to script things out, and the like. And if you want information on that, reach out and let me know. A couple of things I'm proud of. Since I started Strive, Seek, Find, part of it is just keeping after it. Consistency is key. In my opinion, that's most of life, staying after things. But in podcasting, the average podcast dies by episode 7. And many of the people that I started out about the same time with have kind of faded out. I guess the short form is, I'm pretty proud to have been consistent enough to make it to 100. I'm proud of the relationships that have come out of this. My podcasting crew has been an amazing support through this. One last thing I'm proud of is that during lockdown, all of the what you can do to make lockdown better episodes is how high they still sit on my listener charts. There's something that resonates about a lot of those, and perhaps I need to go back and recapture some of that, despite the fact that the hustle of life has definitely gotten back to or moved beyond what it was even before COVID. So what's next? Well, I'm not going away. Moving forward, I want to do more on-location episodes like our hike in Hawaii or our trip to the Scoria Winery and the Beers with the Boy episodes. My mobile Rode microphone gives me some of my best sound in all sorts of environments, sometimes better than I can get in my mini studio. I need to do a better job of using it. Learning how to record with it has been a remarkable experience. And now the world can definitely be my studio. More 10 questions episodes. And why not? Because there are so many people that are passionate about so many things, and they should get to share that. Hopefully we can look forward to a microphone upgrade. I tried it last year, but between my old laptop and the sound mixer I had, they were not up to it. I want to do more in-person stuff with a multi-person setup for recording. More seeking new learning, more new experiences, more travel, more opportunities. Because I still hold that if you're not learning and growing, part of you is dying. And as always, I'm open to suggestions. And that's it for the 100th episode of Strive, Seek, Find. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. If you like what you've heard, please drop a review on Podchaser, or Good Pods, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you'd like to reach out or to support the podcast, links are in the show notes and on my website, chancewhitmore.com. With gratitude to everyone who has helped me, donated time, written a review, or most especially listened. Until next time, keep seeking your own brilliant future.